We are in the middle of the halachas of teichin, of grinding on Shabbos, in the middle of Perek Vav and Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. To keep this shiurim coming, we are seeking sponsorships. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on Sponsor a Shiur, or email rabbifishman, rabbifishman, @gmail.com. We are in Perek Vav, if Zayin in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in the new print. It's on page Tzadik Hey. So Peiros Chaim, raw fruit, kagoin banana or avocado. Ein lemorchem al prusas lachem. You cannot take a piece of banana and not a whole banana that was never yet previously crushed and smear it on a piece of bread or on anything else. That would be iser of trina of grinding it, because as you smear it, you're breaking it down. And you're smoothing it out, that would be for a banana or an avocado, that would be tchina. Elim ken heim rakim ma'id, kach shekisha oichreiz miksas ha'pri ena shan nigrachav. Unless it's already been softened up so much, this banana, that when you would lift part of it, the rest of it would fall away, that it wouldn't be together as one piece. Now, it's kedai to see that Ramosha has a whole big shiloh on bananas, on crushing bananas. Is he just changing the texture? Is it shayach tchin on it? And he is makel. We're going to see later. There's times when the Shmushabas Kol Chos is makel for a tinnik, but that comes based on Ramosha, where Ramosha holds that even though there's makel mahachmir, you could be makel. Se'if ches, also lemayich banana. One cannot crush a banana. Av shenisher es gush echod machmas halechus atzmas shabba. Now, if you take a banana and you put it in a grinder, you put it in a crusher, you put it in a chvesa, a squeezer, right? It's still, because of the liquid and the moisture within the banana will still stick together. It's not like wheat that grinds up into a flour that's piecey. It will smash up and grind up, but everything will still stick together due to the moisture in the banana. And yet, he says it's still usher to do, that's still tchina for a banana. Same thing with the tomatoes and stuff like that. But if it's the only way that someone can eat it, someone who has difficulty eating, it will be permitted. As long as it's done through a major shinui, major differences. What does that mean, major shinui? I mean, instead of with a typical grinder, crusher, or however you would smash these things, you use a spoon, a biyadus hamazlik, or the handle of a fork, v'loy b'shinei hamazlik, but not with the regular end of the fork. K'derech shegiyum lasis b'maisachol, like you do during the weekday. V'yasakein b'sal m'chachil, and you should do this also only right before eating. So he says, if you need to do it for a child who's eating, so do it with a shinoi, do it with a spoon, the back of a fork, and not in its regular fashion. Siftes, peiros v'yirokes shenis rachu ma'id aide habishol. Let's say you have fruits that are already very soft because of the way they have been cooked up. V'him noichem ma'id l'risuk. So they crushed it easily. They shmir easily. So nafkem ha'am isetchina. They don't no longer have an isetchina. V'lechein mutter l'mreach peiros m'vushalim apuz lachem g'dema. That's why you could take jam, jelly, whatever you want to call it, right, from a jar. It's been cooked, it's liquefied already, and now you're allowed to take that and smear that on a piece of bread or on a cracker or whatever you'd like to. Sif Yod. Asur lahavir yirokris v'tapuchi adam v'shalom. You cannot take either cooked vegetables or cooked potatoes and push them through misanenes like a strainer or a sifter. Amnas l'raskim dak dak, because that would make them very thin, that would break it up. Even if they're very soft. Why? We just said that once you cook something to very softness, you shouldn't have trina. But he says over here, the reason is mishum sham masanenes hikli amyud mlachasu. He says because this masanenes, this, I don't know, call it a sifter, called strainer, this piece that has small holes in it that when you push it through, it comes out like spaghetti on the other side. That's a kli that's miyuchot v'tchino for teichin. That we said is also to use on Shabbos. So therefore, even though maybe these potatoes or these vegetables have been so cooked that there would not be an iser tchina on them, it doesn't mean you can do it with a kli that's meant for it. What would you have to do? You'd have to use a fork. You have to make sure that it already started falling apart from the cooking it. It softened up by the abishlatzmah. And they very easily, you know, crush, smash, they fall apart easily. Then which means that in such a case, once it started cooking, it started getting crushed, then you can take a fork, even using the regular end of the fork, and you could finish it up as well. Foods that are being that are from something that was already previously ground. Gein lechem, like bread, matzah, biskuitim, crackers. All these items are made from what? They're made from flour. Flour was already once nidchan. So that mutar lachzor ulfayram b'shabbos b'klusheni michulkach. That's permitted to crumble it up as long as you're not using a keli that's miuchet for crumbling. Kigayim b'sakin, using a knife, k'day lo'echon b'bim. But you cannot use a kli that's meant for its use. Kigayim megaredes, or like a scraper, wadlun gabi chocolate, or a sukkah gvishi, or sugar cubes, right? Or gushe melach shen esavu ekev lechus, or salt, right? That was once a clump. Then it was broken down, but due to moisture, it got back to be reclumped. Right? Ula melach shechayitz moisei b'michreis melach, chay melach shenoytza miyuvishmaim, says, but if you have these large bricks of salt that were never broken up from the creation, or like a salt that comes from, that's dried up from the ocean, so that dries up as one large clump that was never nitchan before. Kivin shalai nitchan ma'olam, since it was never crowned before, you can only break it up using two shinuyim, not doing two irregularities from its normal way. Either by the handle of the knife, by a mazlik, or the handle of a fork, by banging it, taking the back of a spoon or a fork or a knife, and banging it on a table. What is that two shinuyim? Because number one, it's not like on a pestle or whatever. It's not a block that's meant for cracking things on. Plus, the way you're doing it, so it's two shinuyim. So, if you want to grind up spices that we never ground before, like pilpul shachar, if you have a hard black peppercorn, right? Could break it up, but to use it on Shabbos, but you have to make sure that you do these two shinuyim. Gam glula asuyler fubishas atzerach mutl feira. Says, let's say you need to break up a tablet for medication. So that was also once a powder that's hardened right into a tablet. So that you could break up as well. He points out in the star in the small print that one can use a bread slicer. Obviously not an electronic one, but a regular bread slicer. You have a manual bread slicer and you want to take a challah and slice the slices, you may do so. See if you'd base. Food that grow from the ground that already crushed pretty well before Shabbos, or they got smashed or crushed on Shabbos in a fashion that's permitted, right? Then the same way, not using a keli for it, but if you use a fork or whatever, you could use a standard way to break it up to small pieces because tchina happened on it already in advance. You're not doing the original tchina on it. Then he says, banana shenis macha be'erev Shabbos, a banana that got crushed be'erev Shabbos, or on Shabbos, ba'ifin amutu, mutu l'choycha b'Shabbos, l'chaticha izdakis. So let's say a banana, you smash it, you crush it for a child, or some other fashion was mutu on Shabbos, someone stepped on it by mistake. Right? So, you can then go, now that it's crushed, you could, on Shabbos, you're allowed to break it up. Dice is silas, a porridge, or iris, or of rice, or kemach tiras, or corn flour. So this is all already pre-ground. Shehuchne be'er of Shabbos v'yivesha. It's ground before Shabbos, it's dried up. Mutter Lotzekas Aleb is Shabbos Mayim Chaim. You're allowed to pour on it on Shabbos HaOrder, even from a creation. And you're allowed to mix it up with water on Shabbos. So it's like taking a baby cereal. It's all been crushed. It's all been cooked previously. You're allowed to pour on it. You're allowed to break it up to small pieces, the help of a spoon on a plate. But you shouldn't take out the clumps by themselves unless you're going to eat those clumps. But that's because of bur, not because of teichin. The madaisin azila, if it's a pourable porridge, mutl tzekes l'mayim chayim rak m'klisheni. Then you only let it use a klisheni, because by davar lach, we are chosh for bishl lach habishl. So, a davar lach, you have to make sure that you're not using klirishin, or you're klirishin. But on a solid state baby cereal that's been pre-cooked, and there's no child of teichin, he says you could pour from a klirishin on it as well. Because ain't bishl lach habishl. There's no Mexican mevashel because it's not being done in, you know, by a fire. So you mad is it? Mutalakin says Dyson Dachmaim Khamchip Klisheni. So you let it put the cereal into a hot water, it's a klisheni. If you're Dalit. Eichun Shaina Migduli Kaka. Food that doesn't grow from the ground, mutal lutchai noisem. It's permitted to grind them up. Ulam label klia milchilkach. So dafka, food that grows in the ground, is an isav teichin. But other foods is not, but they're still not allowed to use a kli that's miyuchod for teichin on Shabbos. That's muksa. Therefore, you could use a fork to cut the small pieces of beit, an egg, a basar, meat, a dog, a fish, and a shalom that's cooked. Even if you're only going to eat it later. As far as doing lush with the egg and making egg salad earlier, we'll see later in lush. But as far as breaking it up, that's permitted. Sif tezav b'davi irvav bananas m'ukhais im gavino biskritim gedema, mixing banana and other things. So those are really a shayla of lush when you take things of different consistencies and make one, say, mush out of it, or sauce type consistency. It says we'll see later in Perikas and halachas of lush. Stop over here. Your support is needed to keep these shi'urim going. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor share button, or email rabbifishman.com to help support these shi'urim.